of Vanna or Mr. Christianberry, please save those till we made our presentation. This is a redo or a do-over of change of zone 1827 and conditional use 2098, both of which the commission recommended for approval with conditions in November of 2017. Copy of those conditions is found at tab 3 of your booklet, and I ask that the record of those applications be made a part of tonight's record. Back in 2017, the commission recommended approval of 52 duplex type residential structures with a density of 3.9 units per acre. The project had 41% open space, 65% of all trees were preserved, and protection, parking, and access to the Hudson Family Cemetery was provided. The commission also required a landscaping plan along Route 54 to screen the project from the farm and farming operation on the south side of 54. On January 23rd, 2018, council denied the applications without articulating any particular reason for rejecting the commission's recommendation, and frankly ignoring the zoning classifications in the immediate area. The only semi-articulate reason came from Councilman Cole, who stated he believed that the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone should have a western demarcation or a western boundary, and this property was it, and should be limited to AR density or not more than 2 units per acre. His motion to deny carried by a vote of 3-2. Since that time, two things have changed, which make this matter worthy of your positive recommendation again and worthy of council's affirmative vote. You're looking at a Google Earth, a drone photo of the property and the immediate neighborhood. To the left or the south is the McGee farming operation. To the east is Bayside Phase 7 and a commercial zoned property in front of Bayside 7 fronting on 54. The first thing to consider is the Bayside project immediately east. Bayside 7 is under development with 48 multifamily dwellings to be constructed on 9.87 acres, or a density of 4.86 units per acre. The approved final site plan is at tab 1 of your project booklet. In addition, two outparcels fronting on 54 are planned for commercial development. One is zone B1 and the other, I presume, is MR, I'm guessing.
It's part of the RPC, yeah. But I do believe they've indicated commercial.
Yeah. The second significant and more significant change is with the certification by the governor in March of 2019 of the county's update to the comprehensive plan, the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone classification was eliminated and replaced by the new coastal area classification. And county land use maps, including its future land use map, were amended accordingly. Looking at the future land use map, this property is clearly within the coastal area, and as the language of the coastal area classification makes clear, where central water and sewer are available, a range of housing types should be permitted, including single-family homes, townhomes, and multifamily units. The language of the coastal area classification goes on to say that medium and higher density development is appropriate in certain locations where there is central water and sewer, as there is here, near sufficient commercial uses and employment areas, and where it is in keeping with the character of the area and is along a main road or a major intersection, where there is an adequate level of service. As I said, there is central sewer at the site, There are sufficient commercial uses and employment areas east and west on 54. You all know what 54 is. DLDOT has examined the application, has issued a letter of no objection, and as a result, there is an adequate level of service. And the character of the community has been confirmed by the development of Bayside 7. Effectively, with the updating of the comprehensive plan and the elimination of the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone and its replacement by the coastal area classification, council has included this area and this property in an area where medium density development, such as is proposed and is next door at Bayside Phase 7, is appropriate and should occur. Councilman Cole stated rationale in January 18 for his motion to deny no longer has any basis in fact or within the county's comprehensive plan and should be disregarded. In simplest terms, we submit that with respect to the old applications, conditional use 2098 and change of zone 1827, the commission got it right and council got it wrong. We ask once again that the commission renew its recommendation that this conditional use and change of zone with the very same density that was approved before, proposed before, be the subject of another affirmative recommendation to council that the applications be approved. That's the long and short of it. Ken's here to answer any questions you have about the site plan or the project booklet. And I can tell you it's the same site plan that you saw in November 2017. Be glad to field any questions you have.
All right, Mr. Byrne, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions and start with Ms. Stevenson.
Okay, I got confused then. I thought this was a new site plan.
It's a little different. It's very similar.
I thought it was less density this time.
So it's the very same.
Very same.
There was a 62-unit plan submitted to DLDOT 2 years ago. By the time it got to the Planning Commission, the density had already been reduced to 4 units per acre at 52 units. And we are very similar to that plan that you did review 2 years ago.
Okay, and what is the difference then?
The old plan is, I don't think we have it in the slideshow. It's in your book. The 62-unit plan is with the DLDOT approval in tab 11. And that is the higher density plan that DLDOT approved.
The difference is it's
10
less units.
10 less units from
but
what
it's
DLDOT
not different
approved.
From what we saw before last year then?
Whatever
it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so I don't think we have a copy of that one in the... Oh, wait, you know what? There might be.
So okay. I can answer the question. The layout's the same. There were lots here and here. Those have been removed. So next to the cemetery, ones farther west have been removed, and the ones going towards Sand Cove Road have been removed, and that's the main difference between the two.
Okay. And there were concerns last time with the drainage issues and actually even water being blown from your fountain and your pond.
Well, there was a concern expressed about wet tomatoes on the other side of Route 54.
Yes.
There is a landscaping plan as a part of the project booklet. That plan, if this is approved, will be implemented along 54 to assure that there will not be wet tomatoes.
Tab 17 does have some stormwater management information that should prove useful if you want to dive into the details. You'll find some good information there.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I guess I got confused at the beginning and didn't get any better as I went through. So thank you.
Sure.
Right. That's it for me.
No question.
I don't think I have any. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mayor?
I'm Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Laura?
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I also have none.
Okay.
None, thank you.
Just one, and I think it's pretty straightforward. There is that cemetery on there in condition M from the commission last year talked about fencing and what the fence would be made out of and parking provided for the public, or actually for Hudson family members, which is a visit the cemetery. You're all still good with all that?
That same condition is in play.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, as you know, Mr. Robertson, access to the cemetery is guaranteed by state law.
Agreed.
What's happening here is better access to the cemetery, located parking, and a fence around the cemetery that doesn't exist presently.
Just wanted to get that in the record. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. No, thank you. We'll take a seat here.
Thanks.
See if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2179 and or change of zone number 1896 Fenwood Commons LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2197 and or change of zone number 1896? Anyone on the commission have any further questions or comments? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if you make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, that completes our public hearings. Moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2019-17 land estate of S. Barbara